Legal marijuana is now big business, and last year's consumers in the U.S. spent almost $10 billion on it. One of the biggest players in producing and selling medical marijuana is Columbia Care, a company that got its start in the district. As WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl tells us, the company's CEO is a Montgomery County native who was in finance before he made a career change.
Nicholas Vita's decision a few years ago to switch jobs was a little more complicated than he expected.
It was gut-wrenching. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. You know, my girlfriend dumped me. My parents thought I was crazy. My friends were, you know, thought I was absolutely, you know, completely lost my marbles. And everyone I ever worked with told me they'd never get another job.
He left what was a successful career in finance for the emerging world of legal medical marijuana. It wasn't exactly the expected path for him.
So I grew up in Bethesda. And I went to Mater Dei, and then I went to Georgetown Prep, and I had a pretty normal sort of suburban D.C. Experience.
But it was in 2011 when his path veered in a new direction. He was at a friend's party.
Another friend of ours came up and said, "Hey, what do you know about cannabis? What do you know about marijuana?" I said, "I don't know anything." We went up to another friend who knew a lot more than we did. We started asking him about it, and you know, one thing led to another, and it turned out that it was a really interesting opportunity. I think everybody knew in their bones that something was changing.
And that change was the emergence of legal marijuana, based in a handful of states that started letting residents use it for medical conditions. In 2013, Columbia Care opened up its first medical marijuana dispensary on North Capitol Street in D.C., later expanding to Arizona, New York, Illinois, and Massachusetts. It's now one of the country's biggest producers and sellers of medical marijuana. It's active in 15 states with more than 600 employees and is even traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange. It recently opened its first dispensary in Maryland, not far from where Vita grew up in Bethesda.
No one had ever really built a business like that before, and so we wanted to be the first, what's now people describe as a multi-state operator.
And all of this while the federal government still considers marijuana illegal, making access to traditional banking services a particular problem.
I had a bank account with Chase my entire life. When I used to mow lawns when I was in grade school to pay for things, they canceled that account on me for no reason.
Columbia Care's growth comes as more and more traditional investors and companies are starting to look at legal marijuana as the next big thing. Sales of pot are expected to grow threefold to $30 billion over the next 5 years. But that's meant that smaller businesses and entrepreneurs, especially those that are Black and Latino, have been pushed to the side. Jason Ortiz of the Minority Cannabis Business Association says inequities in society are now being mirrored in the marijuana industry.
When you enter a market that requires intense capital, those that are going to be able to do that are going to be white. And male and older, to be honest, and generally straight. So that is the case just when it comes to finances in this country in general. So the cannabis industry is no different.
Columbia Care's 9-person management team is all white and mostly male. But Vita says he understands the need to diversify his workforce.
You think about sort of the hiring practices, or you think about the training practices, or where we open up our facilities and how we open them. Our company is as diverse, if not more so, than the communities that we serve.
Looking forward, Vita wants to get into a half dozen new states and is already testing the waters of expanding into Europe. But he says he doesn't want to forget why he got into medical marijuana to begin with.
Every family is touched by chronic illness. And you think to yourself, you know, gosh, I've spent all this time going to, you know, with the privilege of going to great schools, and I've, you know, you think about all the opportunities that you have, and finally something comes along where you can actually make a huge shift in policy, part of this moment in time when you can actually open up a door for a whole new type of healthcare.
That type of healthcare is now legal in D.C. and Maryland, and advocates say they hope Virginia will be next. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.